This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court has set up a national task force to ensure the safety of medical professionals. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud, while hearing the case regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at a Kolkata hospital, directed the task force to submit its interim report within 3 weeks and the final report within 2 months. The Chief Justice of India said the court is creating a national task force comprising doctors from across the country to provide recommendations on the modalities to be followed nationwide to ensure the safety of women. The court said existing laws do not adequately address the institutional safety of doctors. The court said it has initiated the case on its own regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at the R.G. Kaur Medical College Hospital in Kolkata to address systemic issues. The BJP today hit out at the TMC-led West Bengal government in connection with the alleged rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata. Addressing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that attempts were made to destroy the evidence in different ways in the case. He said the questions raised by the Supreme Court against the TMC government over the incident are serious. In Maharashtra, a special investigation team has been constituted under senior IPS officer Aarti Singh to investigate the case of sexual assault of a young girl at a school in Badlapur. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said the Thane Police Commissioner has been instructed to give a proposal to conduct the trial in the fast-track court. Meanwhile, the parents and public are still protesting. Security has been tightened in Thane. India and Malaysia have signed agreements in the fields of labour and employment, Ayurveda and traditional medicines, digital technologies, culture, tourism and cooperation in youth and sports. The two countries also inked agreements in the area of public administration, governance reforms and mutual cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in New Delhi. Addressing a joint press conference after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said India and Malaysia have decided to elevate their enhanced strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that both sides will work on linking India's UPI with Malaysia's PayNet. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister of Malaysia, Dato Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim said, there are many areas that both sides need to explore further. Mr. Modi said both sides have also discussed new possibilities of mutual cooperation in the defence sector. He said India and Malaysia are also unanimous in the fight against terrorism and extremism. The Prime Minister said Malaysia is an important partner of India in ASEAN and the Indo-Pacific region. He said India gives priority to ASEAN centrality. Mr. Modi said both sides agreed that the review of the free trade agreement between India and ASEAN should be completed in a timely manner. He said India will extend full support to Malaysia's successful ASEAN chairmanship in 2025. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister warmly received his Malaysian counterpart in a ceremonial welcome at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The Union Public Service Commission has cancelled the advertisement related to lateral entry. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the decision to align lateral entry with principles of reservation shows Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to social justice. Earlier, the government had asked the UPSC to cancel the advertisement related to lateral entry in the bureaucracy. Recently, the UPSC had issued an advertisement to appoint 45 joint secretaries, directors and deputy secretaries in central ministries, which has been questioned by the opposition parties. Union Minister for the Department of Personnel and Training, Dr. Jitendra Singh, wrote a letter to UPSC Chairman Preeti Sudhan, saying that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is of the firm belief that the process of lateral entry must be aligned with the principles of equity and social justice enshrined in the Constitution, particularly concerning the provisions of reservation. The government has said 7.3 crore internet subscribers and 7.7 crore broadband subscribers have been added in the financial year 2023-24. The Communications Ministry said the internet subscribers increased from 88 crore to over 95 crore during this period. It said the Indian telecom sector has also witnessed remarkable growth during 2023-24. And with that, we end this news bulletin.